Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Patricia Green is our guest. Patty is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. Did I say that? Co-founder of the Diana Project, and you got another big project you work on all the time, don't you, Patty?
I do. I'm the National Academic Advisor for the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses.
That's it.
And the 10,000 Women Program.
There you go. How's the 10,000 Women thing going these days?
It's going really well.
Tell us more about that.
Well, it was a program that was started by Goldman Sachs really to work with women outside the United States in developing economies who wanted to grow their businesses. So it's not startup or turnaround. It really is focused on growth, on creation of jobs. They've reached 10,000. We're actually looking at phase two now.
Wow. Congratulations. Well done on that. And, you know, I'm so glad to see people do that. You know, I think you probably know Terry Neese Peace Through Business project. And I just think when you know, I love what Basquiat said. The French comedian slash 19th century comedian and economist, he was a hoot, Frederick Bastiat. He said when goods cross borders, armies don't. When a small business in Kankakee does business with a small business owner in Kabul, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think it ties to the Women's History Month discussion too. When women are economically empowered, everything changes.
Right.
So that's really, we actually put out a report a couple months ago called the GEM Report, Global Entrepreneurship Monitor.
Right. And my audience knows about that. I've been telling them about that since your first one.
Yeah. Well, this was the latest report. So that really looking at, do women even think about being business owners? Do they actually start businesses? Are they able to sustain and grow businesses? And I love this part because I think it's a really different part of most studies. How does society feel about that? Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of support do they get from even parents and family? And then, of course, what kind of impact does it have?
Finish your report.
Well, I was just going to, my last guest, I was actually thinking, you know, when I was listening to your intro, you talk about the age of the customer. I think this is really the age of the collaborator as well. And that's what I love about 10,000 Women shows that the women who finish this program tend to mentor at least 8 other women.
Right.
So you start putting the exponential effects on that, and that's having a huge difference.
Right. I call those influencers in the book. I talk about those.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Women, if women were in charge of more things, there'd be fewer wars. Can we all agree with that?
I want to agree with this.
I think that's the case. I believe that.
Well, so, I know, but if we look back in history, there are some, you know, pretty fierce women.
I know, but I still say that women would rather not fight than they'd find another way. And women can't stop wars by telling their men not to fight, but they can stop wars by going to the marketplace, doing business across borders, and building common cause across borders with other business owners. In my opinion, the way women will affect peace on planet Earth in this century will be through business.
I agree with the business. I absolutely think that doing business with each other changes the way you think about people.
No question. There are no countries with a McDonald's in them have ever attacked each other. Do you know that? No country with a McDonald's, one with another, has attacked each other. So I believe that when goods cross borders, armies don't. So talk to us some more. Is there anything else in the GEM report, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, that we need to know about that's good news for women?
Oh, I think there's a lot of good news for women there as far as the range of the types of businesses that they start. You know, while they're still mostly retail and service, there's increased diversity in the types of businesses and how much they're growing. You know, that they really are following opportunity and creating opportunities for others. And that's,
are we seeing
that's very important.
Women business ownership growth now in the gym, in the new gym?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this last one looked at, I think, 61 economies and looked at all the differences. And what's interesting, too, though, I think, is the different ranges. It still really depends on what country you're in. You're in.
How much
overall?
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Well, I was going to say, overall, if we look at all kinds of entrepreneurship early stage put together, women have increased by 7% since 2012.
Wow. So how much of that, how much of the growth of women's business ownership and the success of them, because they're not just growing, they're sustaining themselves,
yes.
Patty. How much of that do you think is attributable to the your project, the 10,000 Women Project, and things like the Grameen Bank, microloans, things like that? How much do you think is attributable to access to capital?
Oh, I think a great deal of it is. You know, and right now there's a whole new effort to increase women's access to capital around the world. The IFC is working on that with Goldman Sachs started part of a facility for women to really start, not a physical facility, but really focusing on, you are going to grow more if you use external capital,
mm-hmm.
like renting a resource, like renting a room or hiring people. You hire money and you use that as a resource.
And believe it or not, folks, when we're talking about in some of these countries, a woman having access to capital to grow her business, to anchor a village, and to find a way to promote peace rather than fighting in their village, we're talking about a $250 loan. Right, Patty? We're not...
In a lot of
places,
yep.
These Grameen, these micro loans.
We're
talking about tiny loans. Mm-hmm. But with that loan, they do business and they anchor a village, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the kind of little baby step. This is Main Street, Patty. This is what I talk to people all the time. If you want to see the way the world should look in the future, look to Main Street. Don't look to Wall Street. Quick break, 10 till. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.